Our business news starts with a lawsuit against the country's largest drugstore chain. That lawsuit is about racial bias. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission claims that Walgreens has been discriminating against African-American workers. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Matt Sepik reports.
The suit alleges that Walgreens commonly sends its African-American managers and pharmacists to low-performing stores and those in predominantly black neighborhoods. The EEOC also accuses the company of denying promotions based on race. James Neely heads the agency's St. Louis office. He says the federal lawsuit follows complaints by Walgreens workers around the country.
Not all of them know each other, and the fact that they all told the same tale drew our interest.
But Neely charges that Walgreens' pattern of discrimination is widespread, affecting thousands of black employees.
We rely on statistical data as well. And the statistical data that we look at suggests that these allegations are true beyond just these 19 individuals.
One of those 19 people is Pearl Phillips, who started working at Walgreens a decade ago in a predominantly white community near St. Louis. But Phillips' attorney, Jody Favre, says that assignment did not last.
Not long after her manager learned that she was black, she was reassigned to a store that Walgreens refers to as an ethnic store. That term generally refers to the low-income, primarily black stores.
Favre says her client was moved several more times, including a stint in predominantly black East St. Louis. Phillips still works for Walgreens, though she was moved again just before the suit was filed. Walgreens denies that it discriminated against anyone. Spokesman Michael Paulsen says the company is disappointed with the government's action.
We're the nation's best represented retailer in urban areas, and managers of all backgrounds are promoted to senior levels from those locations. Our commitment is to providing opportunity to all employees.
But this is not Walgreens' first race discrimination lawsuit. In 2003, four black customers sued the company for $2.5 million, claiming mistreatment. Last month, a jury in Nevada cleared the drugstore chain of wrongdoing, though the plaintiffs are appealing. This latest lawsuit seeks back pay, unspecified monetary damages, and an end to the alleged discrimination. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.